It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
And once again, we have Dwayne Hasted with us, and Dwayne looking better today, and it's getting better, right, Dwayne?
It's definitely getting better. I keep saying one step at a time, which when you're having problems with your feet is very important, but I feel better and have better days than some, but feeling good today, and thank you for your concern, Terry.
I know that I had talked to Betty on Saturday, and she said that you weren't feeling well, but you said you probably overdid it. And Dwayne and I were talking before we went on the air that not only with what Dwayne has recently gone through with his feet, but I said, you got to keep in mind, we're getting older, Dwayne. We can't do as much and all the stuff we used to be able to do.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, I always thought I was going to be 18 and, you know, hustling and bustling around, but when we get older, it doesn't happen, does it?
No, but I'm so thankful that I can be out there gardening. I said that it's really, really good to garden. It's both physical exercise and mental exercise, and it's good for your physical and emotional well-being.
It sure is, and plus, you get benefits. You get to reap the rewards. You get sweet potatoes and tomatoes and everything else.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about sweet potatoes. I picked mine up on Saturday from you, and I asked Betty about how I can keep them until I get them planted. I was hoping to get them planted last weekend, but then you said it's probably a good thing I didn't because of the cooler temperatures. Mm-hmm. But as far as, you know, keeping them good until I can plant them, I was wondering about keeping them in the refrigerator in some water. But Betty said, and I think you said this is the correct thing to do, is put some dirt in a, you know, put them in a, like a 5-quart ice cream pail and cover them up with dirt and keep that dirt moist.
Sweet potatoes comes, like you know, Terry, but a lot of people out there probably don't, come as a plant, a bare root plant, and comes wrapped in on the bottom. The roots are wrapped in a wax paper type thing. And so what we do when we get them in is we cut the bottom off that wax paper and we put them in a real loose soil. You don't bury the whole thing, you bury the roots. So it's actually like planting them in there, and it's to keep them, those roots, moist until you can get them out there and plant them. You don't want to put them in the refrigerator because they don't like it cold.
No.
Okay? You got to keep them in the shade or someplace that's normal, not hot, not out in the sun until you can get them planted. So you're doing right.
And in case you're wondering about sweet potatoes, they're really very, very easy to grow, and they do grow around here. And I've been growing them for quite a number of years and have had really good luck. And I, you know, originally I used to do a big mound and kind of plant them down in there. I found out you don't even have to do that.
Just plant them.
Yeah. Yeah. And just make sure the dirt is worked up really good and deep and loose, and you can plant them right level with the soil. And you want to allow plenty of room because they do vine out. And, you know, they'll spread probably.
So what's plenty of room, Terry? How much room do you give them?
6 to 8 feet between the next plants. They vine
sweet
out.
Sweet between each plant?
No, 6 to 8 feet across is what they, and I plant them about 18 inches apart.
18
in a
inches
row.
Apart.
Like, yeah, 18 inches apart, and then as deep as I can get them, and then make sure that you got about 6 to 8 feet for them to spread out.
Yeah, it's like a watermelon. It's vines out there.
Yeah, and it gets some pretty neat pink, purplish-type flowers, and once they've flowered pretty good, you can kind of start digging some of the roots if you want it. And the thing is you want to dig them before we get that first real hard frost, and you know, if it gets really wet too towards fall, you want to dig those up. And then what I do is I put them in the barn and let them cure in some nice warm temperatures for you know, 5-6 weeks, and they'll keep pretty good down in the basement.
Sweet potatoes are very nutritious. They're good for you, and they don't have as much starch as a regular potato.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a lot of questions. We better answer some of these.
First of all, I mentioned a lady at the museum wanted to know what kind of shrubs we had out in front here in our little garden area, Q92. And I'm going to leave this on the board there for her because she thought she could probably get busy. But we have a strawberry vanilla hydrangea, which really gets some neat flowers.
It's a long cone-shaped flower. It's a little bigger plant. It has nice green leaves, and then it has midsummer, it gets a cone-shaped flower. And it's called strawberry vanilla because it kind of comes out white, creamy color, and then it turns to a pink. So
yeah, beautiful flowers.
Yeah, so if you don't have one of those, you should definitely have a strawberry vanilla hydrangea.
And the other one, there's one that's called a burning bush, and that almost turns to a fluorescent orangish red, really bright in the fall, and it's just gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous in the fall. I mean, it's an easy bush to grow because it doesn't grow long, big, huge branches. It's kind of a slow grower, and a nice dark green leaves, and it's called winged euonymus is what the botanical name is. It has, if you look at the bark, it has corky bark and has wings around it. So the bark is kind of cool. And then, I mean, the coolest thing is in the fall, it turns a bright scarlet red.
Yeah, and I saw on Facebook last fall, somebody had one in a tree form. And I asked Wayne, can you get one in a tree form? Because, Becky and I want to put one out in Kenzie's garden. And you said you can. So
you know what they do is they grow a tree, a stalk of a tree, and they cut that tree off and they graft a burning bush on top of it.
Okay, and that is really gorgeous too. So hopefully he can find us one of those. And then the last one down there is called a Little Devil Nine Bark. That's an interesting name.
Could be called something different, but the Nine Bark family has a lot of different ones. And the Little Devil is kind of has smaller leaves and doesn't get as big as the original Diablo Nine Bark. And seems to hold its shape better. And it does flower, has the white, like a spirea flower on it, and it has the, what's really cool about it is the color of the leaf again. During the whole year, it's kind of a bronzy burgundy color, so
yeah,
it's pretty.
It does have to be cut back once in a while because it really does grow.
It does
out.
Grow, but that's why you get the little devil one, and there's another one called Center Glow that has kind of a bright orangey color in the middle. So there's a lot of cool bushes out there.
And then there are some smaller, shorter ones out there, and they're called the My Monet Hydrangea.
Those are really cool too, but it's Weigelia.
Weigelia. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
They stay really small and they're variegated leaf. And it flowers a pink. When it flowers, it's completely covered with pink tubular flowers. Hummingbirds like that. And the leaves are kind of a green, white, and pink in it.
Yeah, and Duane has all those available if anybody's looking for any of those shrubs.
We have a great selection of shrubs, so if you have any questions on shrubs, don't be afraid to give me a call or stop in at the nursery.
Yep, and they've been busy with landscaping, although right now it came to a screeching halt with the 3 inches of rain we got.
Well, you know what? We needed moisture, Terry. It was getting dry. Lawn sure took off, and it was good for the trees and shrubs and all of the crops out there that the farmers are planted. So now it can stop and get a little warmer.
Well, it sounds like we got a couple more days. And then looking ahead to next week, they said Tuesday we could see some rain. And then after that, it looks like we are in for a nice stretch of weather. Here's another one. They have a large honey locust, and it's 20 inches in diameter, has green mold or fungus on the tree trunk and some branches. And they want to know what they can do to get rid of it and some kind of spray if they could use on that. And then we were wondering if that might just be moss.
I would say it's moss or lichens on there. The green, if you're a Boy Scout, you always look on the tree to find out the moss grows on the north side of the tree because it's, the shaded area. If they'd take a picture of that and send it to me because I don't think it's anything to be worried about, but if there is a fungus disease, you probably should spray it with a fungicide. But I'd just say it's a natural occurring thing, especially when it's a bigger tree like that.
Yeah, so if you can take a picture of that and get it to us so Duane can take a look at that, that'd be great to do too. Another question we had on the board was strawberries. They've got quackgrass in the strawberries, and they were wondering if there's anything they can do to get rid of that. And you can hand pull that, but that's a lot of work. But they do make a spray, I think, that's already pre-mixed. And I think it's probably post is what it is. It's a herbicide, but they do make a spray called Grass Be Gone, I think you said.
You don't want to do Weed Be Gone because that'll kill your strawberries. But there's a product called Grass Be Gone, or another product called post. That means it's post-emergent. That means the plant is already up, opposite of your crabgrass preventer, okay? But if you put post on there, spray that, just try to get it on the grass. It'll kill the grass and not the strawberries. If you went and sprayed your lawn with post, it'd kill your grass and leave your dandelions. You don't want to do that. We've had that problem before here.
Yeah, and dandelions, they're in full force right now. I know there's been a lot of folks out there spraying, and I like to spray them in the fall because they do go to seed in the spring, and then they start emerging closer to fall, the new plants.
You bet. So if you spray in the fall, you're not going to have a lot of those plants, like this year, except for probably the ones you missed.
Yeah, I found out I missed some spots last fall.
Yeah, but if you we use a product called Trimec, And if you also, the other weed that's out there is Creeping Charlie, which is the little purple flower, and that one's a little harder to kill. So if you get weed-free zone is Trimec plus one other chemical, and that'll take care of, that will take care of Creeping Charlie.
Is that what is known as Trimec plus then?
Well, you see, they used to make Trimec plus, but they don't make that anymore. So it's kind of come up under the name, it's made by a different company. Gordon's used to make Trimec Plus, but they don't make that anymore. And so Fertilome makes a product called Weed Free Zone, and that will take Creeping Charlie out.
Okay, and that's a tough one to kill, though, Creeping Charlie.
Yep. Coming, you know, this next week, not this weekend, but the weekend after that is Memorial Day. And if you need planters for that, we have a lot of planters. Or if you need your planter planted up, you can bring it down, and we'd be glad to help them plant that. They can pick out their own plants, or we can pick out plants for them. And we do a lot of that. We also offer the service of, you know, doing a planter and bringing it out to the cemetery and putting it on the grave, and then we pick it up again. And if you want that service too, just give us a call.
Yeah, you've got some very creative, not only just Betty, but some of your employees are very creative with doing planters.
You bet. That's fun. That's one of the fun things to do is to create those planters or hanging baskets. City of Madison is putting planters out on the main street and also some hanging baskets. So it's a beautification project for the City of Madison. And there's a group of ladies, or I don't know if there's guys on there too, but a group that's put that together. So I'd like to thank them for that.
Yeah, and then over in Dawson, we've got the hanging baskets over there, too. I was going to ask you, you know, they took some of those trees out along the boulevard in Dawson. Why did they do that?
Well, some of them weren't healthy, and some of them were crooked, and so they took that out, and we're going to replant those.
Okay.
But it's been too wet to get the hole finished, but this coming week, we will have those in there, and the baskets will be up before Memorial Day in Dawson.
Okay, and those are Japanese lilacs, right?
Japanese tree lilacs.
Yeah.
And they have big, huge white flowers on in late spring, and those are absolutely gorgeous. And if you don't have one of those should be in your yard too. Japanese tree lilac.
Okay, yeah, they are beautiful too. And they don't get overly large either.
No, they get maybe 25 to 30 feet. And when they're blooming, you can smell them a long ways away. It's a very pretty tree.
Now, I think Cynthia brought you another question.
It says, shrubs at what store? We have some shrubs at all the stores, but by far the most shrubs are in Montevideo. And just because we can take care of them better there, and come over to Montevideo and we'll help you pick out your shrubs.
Or if you can't get over to Monty and they want a particular one, you can always, I know you've got folks going back and forth, and you could probably bring one to Madison or Dawson.
You bet. But if you want to see 10 little devil nine barks, come over to Montevideo and you can pick out which one you want.
Yeah, you got a really great selection over there.
And we have a lot of different shrubs too, not just, you know, the ordinary shrubs. You know, I've been doing this for many years now, so we have a lot of variety, just like you have out in front of your store here or your radio station, Terry.
Yep. But, you know, if you have questions on some of the plants we have out here, we're more than happy to answer them. What are some, you know, some other flowering plants out there too that we might as well mention what those are too.
But I mean, not just out in front of your store, but you know, people have planted in around the area that are blooming right now. A little larger bush gets about 6-7 feet tall is called a bridal respirea. Kind of has arching branches hanging down and has pure white flowers on it, flower clusters. Those are blooming now. Those are really pretty. So if you need a larger shrub out in your lawn or in the corner of your house, that's a good one. The lilacs are starting to bloom too. I see white lilacs out here across the street up by the library. The white lilacs are blooming, and those are cool. And there's all different colors of lilacs too.
Yeah, I noticed somebody had said their fern leaf peony was blooming, and our Japanese peony is getting close.
Yeah, the fern leaf peony is also called a Memorial Day peony, and it usually flowers at Memorial Day. So it's a little early this year, so that's one of the signs that shows that we're a little early. Then there's garden peonies, which are the normal peonies that you see around, and those are really pretty. One that I have is called Felix Maximus. It's a white one with red spots on it, and it's really fragrant. You can smell it half a block away. And then you got the Japanese peonies, and they come in about every different color. And if you don't have a a Japanese peony that's yellow. You should have one of those in your yard.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, but Dwayne will be back again next Thursday, and we'll be a little bit closer to Memorial Weekend. We'll talk more about that. But in the meantime, get out there and do some gardening. The dirt is easy to work now. It might be a little muddy right now, but looks like a nice week ahead next week.
You can wash your hands off.
Okay.
See you guys.
Yeah.